Right, guy, Connecticut native Joey Logano won the NASCAR championship. If I miss Mescalante, you're making me talk about that this morning. You know that. What about the guy that won the NASCAR?
I mean, why aren't you reporting that, you moron?
Yeah. Well, he won Joey Logano. So.
Oh, that's great.
Just in case I miss is listening from Texas.
Some lady, 18-year-old girl, like did a crash, flipped into the stands.
Oh, my
goodness. You see
terrible.
That?
Yeah. That looked like something out of a video game.
But nobody died, right?
She didn't. She hit four people that are injured, and she fractured her spine. But Jesus, that was unbelievable.
And a good job locally by the Mets and the Nets and some of these teams that have already given out thousands and thousands of turkeys for Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of days. And I believe that's what Kieran Lauer is going to do later on today when he's done with you and I.
He's good like that.
No, he's great like that.
He's a very generous man.
He will stand on the he's going to stand on the streets giving out turkeys.
Yes.
Like Dewey Cox. Kieran, good morning, pal. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Assemblyman, New York State Assemblyman Kieran Lawler on the Bernie and Sid Show on WABC. Hey, Assemblyman, yes, you're doing well. I saw you a couple of nights ago, I think, on Fox News, and you were killing it. You were killing Cuomo and de Blasio over this Amazon deal that the taxpayers are stuck with the bill, and these guys get all the glory.
Yeah, it's actually gotten even worse since that segment on Tucker the other night, because the governor came out and said, I can do this without any legislative oversight. The legislature, which obviously I'm a member of, is not going to have to vote up or down on any of this funding. He claims he already has the authority to spend these $2 billion. And in today's Daily News, Mayor de Blasio is out defending it, saying, hey, we can have a high cost of business. We can be an expensive city and still get great companies in here. But he leaves out the fact you can get a big company here, A, because it's New York and it's a media capital and a finance capital, but also you still have to pay them $2 billion to come here and an extra $1 billion from New York City. So I think the PR battle is being lost by the Amazon de Blasio Cuomo forces.
Well, it depends. I mean, if I'm going to be fair about this, I don't like those two guys either. In fact, I despise them, to be honest, Kieran. But I've read a lot of stuff, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. I've listened to a lot of people, and it may take about 10 years, but there's a lot of very good things about this deal. Jobs, fixing up some of that area down there, which is not all that nice down there, Long Island City. Money to the city. I mean, it's not all negative. So I understand early on, especially the first couple of years, why, in fact, there may be an issue. And you guys don't like these guys to begin with. But the truth is, over an extended period of time, it's not a bad deal.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been studying these deals for the 6 years I've been in the legislature, Sid, and they never live up to the hype. I'll give you a great example. Tesla has a factory that we built as taxpayers up in Buffalo, $750 million. Elon Musk, another billionaire, owns this. We still haven't gotten the jobs we've been promised. This week, for the first time, a media crew was allowed to go tour the facility, but they couldn't bring their cameras in. Tesla won't even tell us. We built the factory now. Tesla won't even tell us.
Let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you. Listen, I get it. You're right, and that's a good story, and it does prove your point. But you're not comparing Tesla to Amazon. I mean, Amazon is a can't-miss. You know that. It's a can't-miss.
I agree with you, Sid, and they were going to come here anyway to some degree. Google is here. Facebook is here. They have 5 or 10,000 employees in New York City. They didn't get any, sweetheart multi-billion-dollar deal.
True.
And you really can't plan these things that far out. You know, Amazon is only like a 23 or 24-year-old company. Who knows what's going to happen in 15 years with technology, with their business model? And this is what happens with every one of these deals. They become too big to fail. So let's say in 15 years they haven't even come close to the jobs that they promised. Nobody's going to hold their feet to the fire because Amazon's going to turn around and say, hey, if you cut off the money, even though we didn't meet the job goal, we're going to take the rest of the jobs out of here. And you're going to be responsible for people losing their jobs. So even if they don't make the quota of jobs, they're still going to get paid. It happens in every single one of these deals. You know, I remember a time when, I'm old enough to remember a time when you could just, have a good product, have a good service, charge more than it costs, and make a nice profit, and the government didn't have to pay you billions of dollars to locate to their area.
Yeah.
It's totally unnecessary.
You're right about that, Assemblyman, New York State Assemblyman Kieran Lawler on the Bernie and Sid Show on WABC. Now, it would make more sense if they provided those incentives to the company to relocate, say, in upstate New York or even downstate, perhaps in like places like Mount Vernon, Yonkers, something like that. But they didn't. I mean, they put it in a really, it is a prime spot along the East River, right across from Manhattan. And your bigger point, Kieran Lawler, was that it's a tacit acknowledgement that what you call supply-side economics, essentially lower taxes for businesses, is the way to go, as opposed to their philosophy, which is higher taxes on business.
And in fact, yeah, you're right. And in fact, this allows them to ignore the high cost of doing business, because they get to cut the ribbon. They get to say, hey, look at all these jobs we're bringing here. And they don't have to deal with the real problem that the mom-and-pop store, that the medium-sized employer is getting crushed. And now what they're doing is they're going to tax that mom and pop. They're going to tax that medium-sized employer to pay some of that money over to Amazon. So it's a double whammy.
Yeah. Are you more angry, Kieran, with this Amazon deal, the way Cuomo and de Blasio handled that, or the way they handled last Thursday's snowstorm?
the outrage is kind of similar, but that's over. You know, this Amazon deal is going to last for decades. You know, we'll be old men, and this deal will still be going on. We'll still be paying it. And win or lose, and I think it's going to lose, de Blasio will have rode off into the sunset. Cuomo will have rode off into the sunset. And New York taxpayers, middle class, lower middle class, will still be paying the bill for this deal. And that's what I don't like about it.
Well, Assemblyman Lawler, congratulations. I think you were on the ballot this past November.
I won.
You won. Congratulations. That's what I want to say to
yes.
you. Congratulations.
Yes. Damn
because
right he won.
It was, if not throughout the nation, it was definitely a blue wave here in New York State. The Republican Senate up there in Albany is now all Democrat, as is the Assembly. So you're in the minority, and the prospects for this state do not look good. The already highest tax state in the nation.
You're right. Everything that is wrong with New York is poised to get worse. The high cost of living, the involvement of the government in your health care is poised to get worse. There's no checks and balances now. So we've seen in the last 5 years, the Democrat Party has gone far, far left, whereas Obama didn't want to call himself a socialist. Now you have mainstream elected officials. They have no problem calling themselves socialists. And now here in Albany, they have all the power. I actually think Governor Cuomo is going to be forced to be the adult in the room and stop some of these far left ideas from coming to becoming law. But it's a sad state of affairs when my hope is that Governor Cuomo and put the brakes on these crazy ideas. I mean, the health care bill, single-payer health care, is the most outrageous bill you can imagine. Every other form of health care, except for the care you get from New York State, would be outlawed. If you currently have Medicare, you can't have that anymore. You have to get New York care. If you go to the VA, you can't have that anymore. If you're in a union, you have a private employer,
that's
you
us.
Don't get that health care anymore. It's outrageous.
You hear this?
You can't call yourself a free people.
Kieran, let me just hammer home the point to Sid. He's talking about this Medicare for All bill or this single-payer health care. We won't be able to avail ourselves of our health insurance from our union because of this bill that they want to shove through. And they have the votes to shove it through. Mm. They're going to take us off our health care bill, which is great, our union provides. And they're going to force us to go on this state-controlled health care disaster. We'll have to wait in lines. And it's going to be So anyway, how do we? What are we going to move out, Kieran?
Well, hundreds of thousands of people have done that in the last 10 years. I'm going down with the ship. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I'm going to fight this till the last. So I'm the last guy standing. And you know, what we have to do is raise awareness about the dangers of this bill. Yeah, single payer, everybody gets health care. Sounds great as a headline, but when you get down into the details, I'll give you a perfect example. My oldest daughter is 12 years old. She's had open heart surgery 4 times. Her cardiologist is in Boston, New York, since before she was born. Is the New York healthcare plan going to allow us to go to a doctor in Boston? I guarantee that it won't. And there's tens of thousands of New Yorkers in that specific situation, not to mention other horrible situations that will occur. We have to fight it. The best way is to inform people about it.
And you just did very sufficiently. Hey, listen, Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, a fresh voice of reason up there in Albany. I mean, people like you are dwindling rapidly up there, so keep up the good fight. And thanks for appearing on the Bernie and Sid Show to enlighten us on a lot of this nonsense.
No problem. You're right. You know, I always tell my wife, my only regret is there's only one me, you know?
There's only one what?
There's only one me. Only one, Kieran.
Yeah.
There's only one.
I like your humility.
Yes. Thank you, buddy. Excellent job as always. Nice having you on. All right. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. Fourth and final hour of Bernie and Sid on a Monday right after this.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.